Good morning, everyone. Glad to see you all here this morning. And I would say it's a privilege and a blessing to stand here and share. You know, every week, definitely we are all blessed. And, you know, I believe that this week as well, you know, we are blessed to hear the word of God. And, you know, quite interestingly, you know, Sandeep started today's worship with a scripture portion. And that's a scripture portion even, you know, I took it and I said, wow, you know, it's good because we never communicated with each other. And I believe that, you know, God will, God's heart is for us that we will know what is in the name of Jesus, okay? So, you know, it's maybe like, you know, all of us who are here, I'm glad. And those who have missed today, I feel sorry for them. But, you know, all those who have made it here, you know, I feel that, yes, it's a privilege and it's a blessing. Over the period of weeks, you know, we saw a series on knowing our God. So we saw that our God is omnipresent. Our God is all-powerful, our God is merciful, our God is loving, you know, our God is eternal. You know, we saw all that over the period of weeks. And now when we know all this, that, you know, who is our God, then it's time to exercise the name of God in the name of Jesus. Yes? So do you all believe in the name of Jesus? Yes? What do you believe in the name of Jesus? Sorry? There is power. Okay, there's power. Transformation. Forgiveness. Healing. Sorry? Sickness. Healing, yes? Deliverance, okay. So, you know, salvation, yes. Sorry? Cleansing in the name of Jesus. So there are so many things in the name of Jesus, right? When we know who is this God and the God which we believe in the name of Jesus, there is so many things, you know, which we can claim it and, you know, we can see it and you can see throughout as well. It is not that only I can see, I claim it, but others can also see the work of Jesus through the name of Jesus and through Jesus in our lives. In ancient cultures, even now, you know, names were not just labels. It had a deep meaning and personal identity of what that person would be. And also the names would lead them to their destiny, okay? It was not just a name. For example, Sandeep is not just a name, Sandeep. It had a deep meaning with a destiny identity about that person. And we see that throughout the scriptures where name been very significant in the lives of people. So it was just not a name or a label or just a thought process of their parents or anyone, but it had a deep meaning of what the name of that person is. And in Bible also we see, you know, throughout the scripture, name had a very spiritual significance. It was not just a label, but it had a very spiritual significance throughout the Bible. So, you know, we would know what is it in a name. But, you know, throughout this Bible, we see spiritual significance of the names which carried out. I just put few, but there are many, okay? God called Abraham and changed his name to Abraham. What does Abraham mean? It is called father of nations. So the destiny, the spiritual significance of a person's name leads to the destiny of a spiritual significance of a person which God calls. So, from Abraham, God called him Abraham or changed his name to Abraham, which the meaning is the father of nations. And he became the father of many nations. You know, Jacob, it was Israel, changed to Israel, the one who wrestles with God. And we know Jacob, that his name changed to Israel. He wrestled with God. He said, unless and until you don't bless me, I am not going to leave. And we see that, you know, in the scripture. Very prominently, you know, God blesses him. Simon, Peter, the rock, you know, and we see that, you know, the promise for Peter was, through Peter, you know, the church will stand. Or through that, he will initiate what is called as church, Kalesia, or the church which is there. So, name, what is in the name? The name has, very significance, So that's what when people, when they name their child, we tell them, we carefully name them. Just don't name them because you like it, but name it as per what God's want. That is a process of fasting. It's a process of knowing and hearing from God what the child need to be named. So the name has very power. Any name, even our children's name, has very power. I remember we named Abisha, hearing from God that Yahweh is my father. And that became true even now. When she was born for over the period of years, we never bought anything for her. And, people used to give gifts to her. The dress or the frock, the t-shirt, everything. And God used to always remind us, saying that Yahweh is his father or her father. John, God's gift. Our son John, God's gift. And we didn't plan John, but John was given by God to us. And we felt John will become John the Baptist. And he will lead many of them, as John the Baptist led many of them through Jesus Christ. And we feel our son will lead many of them in the path of Jesus Christ. So name, what is a name? Name has a spiritual significance. So throughout the Bible we see the power of names. And even we see in our lives, if you have named someone, if you look at yourself, you will see that spiritual significance of that name. And there are many of them, some stories comes in the end, but I just thought we'll put some stories beforehand where people called the name of Jesus and they were saved. And John Newton, I'll just read about this guy. John Newton is the author and the famous hymn which we sing. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound. And John Newton was not an ordinary person. He was a person who used to trade slaves. Basically, he would give people, sell people, so that they can become slaves. And he lived in rebellion, and he lived in sin. But one day, he was caught in a violent storm where he cried out to God for mercy, and he called out the name of Jesus. And that began John Newton's spiritual transformation. And he became a great pastor, and he became a strong advocate, the abolition of slavery. So if you read his testimony, he called out the name of Jesus. And through that name, he saw that his spiritual awakening, happened. Then we have, that was past. We should see someone, not present, but our age, our time, where we would know Chuck Colson. He's a political figure, and he was involved in one of the scandal, Watergate scandal. And he was being sentenced in prison. And in the prison, there was an awakening or spiritual awakening. And his testimony says he's called upon the name of Jesus, and he repented, and he dedicated his life for ministry. And he is the one who founded something called his prison fellowship, prison ministry, one of the largest outreach program for prisoners and their families. And someone who calls the name of Jesus, it is just not an ordinary name. We see the significance of names in the scriptures, but we also see the power of the name when we say Jesus. So these people, who are there, who have done great things, they called out the name of Jesus, and they saw a great awakening. Sometimes it was a spiritual awakening. Sometimes it was a transformation. Sometimes people cried out in their need when they were dying. Just John Newton in the storm, he said, Jesus save me. and Jesus, the name, in the name of Jesus, he was saved. So, Jesus' name, it's not an ordinary name. It's supernatural. What does that mean in Matthew 1:21? She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The Lord saves. That is the meaning of Jesus. His mission was to save people. Save people from their sin. Save people from their bondage. Save people from their sickness. And that was the power and that was the name given to Jesus. Not an ordinary name, but a divine name of authority, of salvation, and victory. And that's a power when you say, and you and myself, when we say, in the name of Jesus. And it brings that power because there is power in the name of Jesus. His name can heal, can save, can transform lives of people. So, you know, so in Philippians 2, 9 and 11, it says, only one name has a power to save, heal, and transform lives. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the time of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So we should know what name we are talking about. It is higher and greater than any other name. No other name can even standing next to the name of Jesus. And the Bible is very clear. God exalted him into the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. So Jesus, when we say Jesus, is the name above every sickness. When we say Jesus, it is the name beyond any bondage. When we say the name of Jesus, you know, we've been spiritually enslaved or enslaved by sin. But when we say in the name of Jesus, it has the power to redeem us. But the problem is, if we don't understand the name of Jesus, it can just become nothing but just a word to us. In the Bible, Jesus was not only the only one name which people had. There are many people in the scriptures which they had the name Jesus. You know, we know Jesus Barabbas. When Pilate said, whom should I release? There was one person whose name was Barabbas. His name was Jesus Barabbas. And in the Bible, if you read the genealogy of Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus, son of Eliezer, you know, again, there is a person who is called as Jesus. Then you have Jesus Justice, you know, alongside with Paul in Colossians chapter 4, 11, you see, there's one more person who has been called Jesus. And then Joshua, he's been called as Yeshua, the Old Testament leader who succeeded Moses. You know, his name is Yeshua, means the Lord saves, the God who saves. So Jesus is a very common name. And in the Bible, you would see a lot of people carrying that name. Even there is a great footballer, his name is Gabriel Jesus. You know, search it, current time. So Jesus can, this name can just become a word to us. If it does not transform us, if we are not able to relate to that name, it will just become a name or a, you know, someone's identity. The only thing which sets apart, you know, the name of Jesus is the person that who Christ was and what he did for us. He was God's son. That is the, you know, division or differentiation between the Jesus which we see in the scripture and the name of Jesus which we will see being named for others. But Jesus was not Jesus, the name. He was God's only son. Jesus died. Jesus resurrected. So we are calling that person Jesus, whom the scripture mentions. In Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 it says, "For in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form." In Hebrews 1 chapter verse 3 to 4 it says, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs." So we see this name, you know, through Christ, the fullness of God is being represented. If there is no faith, there is no relationship with God. If there is no submission, then the name will just become an ordinary name. We would just say Jesus, but it will just remain as just a name. But if we have faith, if we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if we are submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, if we are being the disciple of Jesus Christ, then this name becomes very powerful in our lives. Like all these names, we did not have any power to save anyone. Even the name of Jesus Christ will not become any power in our lives, even if we call a million times. Unless there is faith when you are calling it the name of Jesus. Unless there is a relationship which you have built when you call in the name of Jesus Christ. Unless you submit to his Lordship, then you call the name of Jesus Christ, you know, you would see a difference. Otherwise, you know, we would say, "Jesus, Jesus," it will just remain as an ordinary name. So this morning, you know, either we can have this name which has great power when we claim it in faith and with a relationship which we can have with God, we can see the power that is no other name has, that is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in Jesus, you know, we have authority. There is authority in his name. In Matthew 28:18 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has given to me.'" If I have faith, if I have built a relationship with God, when I say in the name of Jesus, there is authority. Because all authority is given to this name of Jesus. So if we want to claim in the name of Jesus to, you know, in anything in our lives, then we should know that there is authority in that name. It is not just an ordinary name or just, you know, we are hoping that it will help us. No, it already has an authority. You know, we see, in the book of Acts chapter 3 verse 6 to 8, we saw this story, the healing power. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. So in the name of Jesus, there is authority. You know, if you look at Peter and John, they did not go to this man and said, "I will pray for you." Or he did not go and ask that, do you really believe in God? But what they knew is the authority in the name of Jesus, which has. And with that authority, they knew that when they will speak the name of Jesus, the person will be healed. So Peter and John just go to a man and he looks at him and they say, "In the name of Jesus, you walk." Not only that, they believe in faith in the name of Jesus that it has power. So they don't just wait for a healing. They just say, "Arey boss, get up." And they make that person stand. So the name of Jesus has authority. You claim it, you said it, it's done. And Peter and John exercised that. You know, they didn't pray, as I said. They didn't say, you know, your sins are forgiven. They just went and they believed in that name, that in the name of Jesus, this person can be healed because the authority which this name has. You know, this name, you know, has, with this name, there is deliverance as well. In Acts chapter 16, verse 16 to 18, I'll just read this for us. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we there met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by her fortune telling. So followed Paul and rest of us shouting. So there is a lady who is following Paul and shouting. These men are the servants of Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this saying for many days, following Paul and you know, saying this many days. Finally, one day Paul becomes annoyed. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, what did he say? In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. And at that very moment, the Spirit left her. So the Spirit, the name of Jesus works in a spiritual realm as well. Apostle Paul knew that in the name of Jesus, there is an authority. And that lady who was kind of, you know, in that, you know, she was a slave and she was following Paul. But Paul said, in the name of Jesus, and there was deliverance for that lady as well. So the authority in the name of Jesus, we should know. That it is not just an ordinary name. But if we have a relationship with God, if I have faith in God, if I know God, I can speak in the name of Jesus in confidence. And you would see great breakthroughs. Because there is authority in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, not only the spiritual realm, not only the physical realm, but the entire creation follows his authority when we say in the name of Jesus. You know, in Mark chapter 4, verse 36 to 39, I'll read this. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious gale came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up and he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. We see the physical realm where, you know, Peter and John said, in the name of Jesus, you be healed. We see in a spiritual realm someone who has been possessed and needed healing. Paul says, in the name of Jesus, you know, come out. And there is an instant. And we see over the creation where Jesus says his word, his command, his authority. He says, be still and quiet. And the wind was still and quiet. So the name of Jesus is powerful, is magnificent. We can claim it. We can see that through our eyes, it is not hidden, where, you know, someone has to come and show us that you see this name of Jesus is doing all that. We all can see, and I believe that we all may have seen the power of the name Jesus Christ. But as I said, this name can only become a word and remain a word, or just, you know, Jesus of Nazareth, just an history figure for us, if we don't know him well. Jesus, there is salvation in his name. In Acts 4 and 12, salvation is found no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So one is authority, second is Jesus. Only Jesus has salvation, who can save us from our sins, who can redeem us. Only the name of Jesus, no other name. So there is salvation in the name of Jesus. So if we want that salvation this morning, or if we want to be saved, it is not by our efforts, but only through the name of Jesus Christ, we will be saved this morning as well, if we have not received Christ. So there is salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus means, as I said, the Lord saves. And by his name, you know, a lot of people can be saved, or we can bring a lot of people in the kingdom of God through the name of Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 23, you know, verse 42 to 43, we know this, the thief on the cross. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So only Jesus, and through Jesus, anyone can be saved. No other name, no other place, no other event other than the name of Jesus Christ can bring salvation or save people. Only through the name of Jesus Christ. And we see, you know, Paul's conversion, Apostle Paul. "Who are you, Lord?" You know, when he had a great encounter, when he was going to persecute the church, you know, he met a great light. He saw a great light. And he's asking this question, "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." He replied, "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Only through the name of Jesus Christ, you know, Paul's conversion happened. You know, the man who was persecuting the church became a great preacher, an ambassador for Christ. So there is authority, you know, there is salvation in his name, only through the name of Jesus Christ. And this Jesus letter, you know, does not have any significance. Only what we have significant is that Jesus is Christ the Lord. And if I know the Lord, and if I have faith in that Lord, I can claim that name, and I can see all this authority, salvation through the name of Jesus Christ, I can see in the life of people. If we have been praying for people who have not been saved yet, we can't save, but only through the name of Jesus Christ. So we continue to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim that word in the name of Jesus Christ on them, that in the name of Jesus Christ, let this person be saved. And we pray for our family members, our friends. So in the name of Jesus, there is protection. There is refuge in his name. You know, Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Psalm 91 verse 14 to 15, it says, "Because he loves me, say the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name." So if we are in a place where surrounded by, you know, enemies, or there is a protection needed, the Bible says, call out to his name. His name protects. His name is a refuge for many of them. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. You know, in olden times when there is war, there are towers. People used to gather there as a refuge, a place of refuge. And in Jesus Christ, with that name, we can protect ourselves from the attacks of the enemy and from people. And that name has big power or great power. You know, sometimes people come and tell us that, you know, that person cursed us, or this person said this bad thing, and that is what is happening. You know, that we see that it is happening in our life. So if that is the case, then there is this, you know, the name of Jesus does not have any power. The name of Jesus protects us, safeguards us. No words of people, no spiritual realm can attack us. It will try to attack us, but we can protect us and make refuge for us in the name of Jesus. This letter, Jesus, the sound Jesus, is so powerful. When you claim it, you would see that, when you know what is happening in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm. We saw the story, the disciples were all caught in the storm. But when they called the name of Jesus, Jesus got up and, we saw that healing. Daniel in lion's den, we see, they say, the king says, call your God who would save you. And then they throw Daniel in the lion's den. And God's protection in the name of Jesus. And a refuge in the name of Jesus. So, in the name there is authority. We should know. There is no other name greater than that name that has authority, the power, and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, only people can be saved. And if we want our family members to be saved, our children to be saved, we should pray and claim in prayer that in the name of Jesus, because it has power to save. In the name of Jesus, there is protection and refuge. Nothing can, it's like a shield for us. Everything can just fall around, around us, but nothing will touch us. Because in the name of Jesus, there is refuge and protection. In the name of Jesus, there is victory. Battles are won in the name of Jesus. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. In Luke chapter 10:17, it is when Jesus is sending the 72 disciples. He's saying, go, and if someone accepts you, you go to their house. If someone doesn't accept you, you would have all the authority. You will be able to heal people. You will be able to deliver people. And those people come and return and say this. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Jesus already blessed these disciples and sent them that you do it. And they were all able to do all these miracles. They were able to do healing. They were able to do deliverance. But only through the name of Jesus they were able to do. So there is victory in his name. If anywhere in our life, we want to claim victory, that is in the name of Jesus. Yes, our dedication, our Bible study, our prayer, that will all help. But look at Peter and John, so confident. In the name of Jesus, you walk. And you see that person getting healed. There is victory in his name. In Mark chapter 1, 23-26. Just then a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, what do you want us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So this Jesus is not the footballer Jesus. It is not the Jesus which we saw throughout the scriptures. But he is the Son of God, the Holy One, the one who has authority, the one, because of his name, there is salvation. Because of his name, there is protection. Because of of his name, there is victory. Be quiet, Jesus sternly said. Come out of him. The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. So, in his name, there is victory. Any battles can be won. Our personal battles can be won. Our spiritual battles can be won. Our workplace battles can be won. Our family battles can be won. Our battles among the children can be won. Because there is victory in his name. In the name of Jesus, there is victory. We also see Paul casting out demons, which we saw. I'll just read this. This is an amazing story. Once when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a female slave. Yes, this we already read. Who keep on saying to Paul, and Paul says, in the name of Jesus you'll be healed. So there is victory in his name, but also there is, we can pray in his name. With the name of Jesus, we can ask anything. We can deliver anyone in the name of Jesus. We can heal anyone in the name of Jesus. You know, in John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, it says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." So, when we pray in the name of Jesus, there is power. So, our prayers are not just, you know, we are calling someone or we are just, you know, saying something. But when we say in the name of Jesus, in confidence, in faith, we know that our prayers are going to be answered. And our prayer is powerful. So, you know, we are invited to pray in the name of Jesus with an expectation that God will answer our prayer. When we pray in His authority. We claim in His authority. We ask in His authority. So we come faith in His, we come in prayer in faith with His authority that, you know, He will hear our prayer. So Jesus, when we say Jesus, as I said, it can become an ordinary name, just a name where we can say 1,000 times. But we can say meaningfully if we know what this name is all about. A name with authority, a name which can save, a name which can protect, a name which can bring victory, a name which you ask and it will be, you know, you will or we will receive it. This morning, God is asking us to walk in that divine authority in the name of Jesus Christ. All authority is given to us through Jesus Christ. In Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19, it says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, you go and make disciples." So when we walk in our daily life, we should know the name of Jesus. And we need to bring the name of Jesus often in our day. Not only during the time of prayer, not only time when we need it, but the name is powerful. So claiming that name, that this name has an authority over everything, we can see that power in that name in midst of us. Exercising authority over darkness. You know, we can claim supernatural protection through the name of Jesus Christ. You know, many times we walk in though so much physical realm, we completely ignore the spiritual realm. That the enemy, the Bible says, is like a roaring lion, just waiting to devour someone. But in the name of Jesus, we can exercise our authority over the darkness. In the name of Jesus, we can claim that authority in any circumstance of our life. If anyone says to this mountain, "Go throw yourself into the sea," and does not doubt in their heart, it will be done. So we need to know this authority which has power and can be claimed in any circumstances. You know, I believe God just, you know, asking us to reflect back. How often have we claimed the name of Jesus confidently in our lives? How often we believed in what we are praying? How boldly we are coming to God and saying, "Lord, I want to see this. I want to see this healing. I want to see this breakthrough in my family. I want to see this breakthrough in the church. I want to see this in my life. Lord, I want to see sunshine today." How boldly can we claim in the name of Jesus? How boldly can we say to the poor that you are rich? How boldly can we go and say, in the name of Jesus, you are healed? And that is the million-dollar question this morning for all of us. And God's asking us to walk in this divine authority of His name. And it has power. It can save. It can bring victory. It can heal. And it can be claimed in any circumstances. You know, one new family who's not been here, we heard in our news just last week, being diagnosed with cancer. And been constantly touched with that family throughout this week. But we believe in the name of Jesus. This morning also I messaged, I said, we will pray. We will continue to pray. Not individual, as a church as well. Because we can claim this name of Jesus in anything in life. Any relationship, church, any relationship issues can be sorted out in the name of Jesus at this moment if we believe it in faith. Any sickness at this moment, any sickness can be healed in the name of Jesus at this moment if we have faith. It's already been proved, it's already claimed, it's already known, and it's already there. We just have to exercise it in faith. So the name of Jesus can be claimed in any circumstances. We need to have faith. You know, just been so amazed with these guys, Peter and John, just walking and just saying, in the name of Jesus, walk. And they just lift him up and say, ghar pe jao. They not only believe in the name of Jesus, they know the authority in the name of Jesus as well. What it can bring when they speak. So, walking in divine authority in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful, so overwhelming. You know, I can't stand here and talk because the Spirit overwhelms whenever we talk about the name of Jesus Christ. The name of God. We need to use this, the name, in the authority and that power in every day of our life. In our prayer, in our worship, in our travel, in our sleep, we need to use the name of Jesus Christ boldly and confidently. You know, speak over situations where we want to see God's power in the name of Jesus. You know, I want to share a few stories about in the name of Jesus. You know, we've been to kind of, you know, we were in Sri Lanka. So, you know, we were just having our dinner. Someone called us and said to the pastor who was with us and said, why don't you come here? You know, there is a need. There's one girl who has been possessed. Why don't you come there? So we all three of us, you know, we left to that place. Before that, we prayed before we entered that home. And we entered to that in their home. You know, we see a lot of people standing all over the place. Some people sitting on top of the roof, you know, kind of a floor. And this girl is around 20, 21, and she's there, you know, just sitting down. Her hairs are, you know, like it's open. And her eyes balls doesn't move. You know, it's just popping out without any blink. And when we entered, she spoke in the language, the Sri Lankans speak, and they said, this man you have brought, or what? And she started laughing. And someone translated that to us before we entered. Okay, so we entered that home and entered inside, and someone said that this is what she is saying. And we started praying for that girl. And 45 minutes praying, nothing happening. There's songs, and this girl is, you know, there's a chair, small chair. She is under this. And, you know, and she will come running towards you and just, you know, standing on front of your face, you know, just to grab your neck. And you don't know what to do, but we know the name of Jesus. And everything was tried out, and I was just standing next to her. You know, there were two pastors just standing just next to her. She came running and just stood there. And I heard a voice saying this: "You go. I'm not going to leave her." And in my heart, I said this: unless and until you don't leave, we don't go. And at that moment, she was standing and she just fell down without conscious. And in the name of Jesus, I need to exercise faith now. I don't know what has happened. And I have to say, this girl has been healed. Take her. Give her water. And they gave her water. She remembered her name. And she was okay. In the name of Jesus, there was a church family diagnosed with malaria. And they were going to admit the child to the hospital. He said, "Wait, I'm coming." We went to the other circle. He said, "Bring the child. In the name of Jesus, we claim healing to this child." I said, "Wait for one more day. And I have to claim that name, the in the name of Jesus, believe in that." And I'm restless throughout the night because the child is just 2 years old. Diagnosed with malaria, the reports are in hand. And I call at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock that family and say, "What has happened?" They said, "The fever is still there, 103, 104. I said, "Let's prepare for admission the next day to the hospital. But before that, you know, I asked them to do another check before we admit." And guess what? We were meeting someone, we were getting calls after calls, we didn't pick up. I saw a message: "There is no malaria, there is no dengue. In the name of Jesus, we can claim." We were in Colaba. There was a paralyzed man lying down on the bus stand. And we were waiting for the street children to come. And there was a paralyzed man. And we said, asked someone, "Who is this man?" They said, "This man is the father of a child who is to come." And we were there, myself, Sandra, and all of us. And we said, "In the name of Jesus, this man will be healed." And we went home. And the next week we came, or next day we came, because we were giving them some clothes. We saw that man was not there on the bus stand, the bus stop. And someone said that he is healed. He's standing there in the name of Jesus. When our daughter Abisha was supposed to be born, the doctor said she will not survive. And we believed in the name of Jesus that she will be all right. The doctor said, "Yeah, you can abort this child." But we said, in the name of Jesus, we believe in this child. We believe in this God. And the doctor said, even though the child survives, she will have some deficiency. But we believe in the name of Jesus that child will be completely fine. And today, Abisha is walking around. When John was born, he was directly taken into an ICU and said, "This child has issues in his private organs. He is not a child, a normal born child." And we know the power and the name of Jesus Christ. And we believed in faith that nothing will happen to our child. The doctor said, "Within next 12 hours, your child needs to pass stool, or else we don't know." And I went after 3 hours to the NICU. I said, "Show us, where is my child?" He said, "You're not allowed inside NICU." I said, "I want to see my child. I have not seen my child." He said, "You can go, remove your shoes." And I went in NICU, and he showed me a lot of babies there. And he showed me John. He said, "Look at your child. And look at the other child. You see how your child is breathing. And you see the other child." I said, "Yes." And John was full of, you know, the injections and, you know, the oxygen and all that. But we believe in the name of Jesus that he will come out without issues. I went at night, 3 o'clock, to the doctor, said, what happened to my child? The doctor said, he has not passed the stool yet. Now it is up to you and your God. And we come back and we say, in the name of Jesus, my child will live. And we see today John here. You know, one day when we moved to Panvel, you know, Sandra had an imbalance, means she can't walk without holding a support. The doctor said there is some brain issue. She has to be taken and done some MRI reports and all that. And we believed in the name of Jesus. When she went into the MRI, inside God said, you know, it is like this. The psalmist says, in the deepest of my death, it's like a grave. It is a coffin box. You come inside, you know, go inside and come out. But we believe in the name of Jesus, there is power. You know, even the place where we are standing here, sitting here today, this morning, it's all because in the name of Jesus, we believed in faith and we are all here. Like this, I can share many stories. This is just a glimpse. Because these stories are in the name of Jesus, it is a personal experience which we all should have. Because it has power. And it is not something which is written and we have to believe it. It's something which you will see it, the power in the name of Jesus. So this morning, let's walk in the name of Jesus, believing that power. You can claim it anywhere. You know, all authority is there in His name. Any circumstance, over the darkness, over the spiritual realm, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Not only, you know, past, even now, I believe in the name of Jesus. Very powerfully, very strongly, very supernaturally. Because we know the power in the name of Jesus. So this morning, let it not be the way it was or it is in our life. We can still see the name of Jesus working in our lives, in our families, in our church. And the greatest fear for us is our church should not become a place of event. We don't see in the name of Jesus claimed among the lives of our families. We don't see people talking about miracles like this in the name of Jesus. The greatest fear is we would have all the chairs filled, but we will just be a Sunday service event, 9 to 11 o'clock. You know, we want to see that uproar. God wants to see that uproar in this church that is His bride. The very fact, this place, this big place, a place like this, is God has given in the name of Jesus because of some reason. So let that greatest fear may not come true, but we will see the uproar of the name of Jesus. Whenever we meet, whenever we talk, whenever we discuss, we see the power of Jesus working in us and in our lives and in our church. And as a church, you know, I felt this morning also God reminding us it has begun for us. And let it not become an event for us. Let the work of the Holy Spirit, the power and the name of Jesus work in our church and in our families. Let our events, you know, let not our planning drive things, but let the name of Jesus drive things in our lives. So with that note, just want us to take it a step ahead that, you know, you can just take a time out and want to lead all of us this morning, the power, and give you the power, the name of Jesus, which Christ offers it for free. And if you receive it, and I say nothing else, we need it in our life. So, one few minutes, each one of us to reflect. Speak it out loud in the name of Jesus. You know, your life, your circumstances, spiritual healing, emotional healing, believing in the authority and the name of Jesus Christ. You know, the Spirit is moving in this place. You know, the Spirit of joy, where many of us doubt. You know, the Spirit laughs at that doubt of ours, even when we pray, because God's Spirit knows what you're thinking around. Come in faith at this moment, and we will see the power in the name of Jesus. Again, I'm bringing the Spirit of God laughs at your spirit of your, you know, where you are have doubt and not faith. And let it not be the same. You go back. Leave that and claim the power of Jesus, the name of Jesus. He holds the hearts of the king. He is the creator. He is the one who can save us. He is the one who can change the hearts of people. You know, don't give up on the things. The Spirit of God laughs at your doubt over the period of time which, you know, we have gone through. But it encourages to have that faith and walk moving in faith going forward. Let this praise or prayer be heard by God. Let your prayers be heard by God this morning. In faith, we claim in the name of Jesus. John and Peter said, gold and silver I don't have. And this morning I stand here. Sermons I don't have. Church we don't have. But what we have in this place is the name of Jesus and the presence of God. Be filled and take that up and let it never let go of your life. Believe in the power and in the name of Jesus. It's time to exercise in faith. From knowing to exercising. From reading the Word of God to applying the Word of God. This is the time of a prayer and praise where we can lift our voice and pray to God. Let the Spirit move, you know, among us. And let this, the enemy of doubt and confusion, you know, keep that aside and we walk in faith. This morning, we are all called to be people of faith, not by sight. You want to see deliverance, you pray for deliverance. You see healing, you pray for healing. You want to pray for any circumstance, you pray for any circumstance. You're praying for relationship, let it not stop. Because God's Spirit is different. We thank you and we worship you, Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we fill this place by the Spirit of truth. Open the eyes so that we can see the Spirit leading us, Lord. Let us experience that in our lives. Let our spiritual gifts be spoken and exercised at this moment. Or we may be a people of faith. We may be a people of, you know, prophecy. We may be a people of, you know, people who have walked in that journey with you. Maybe this is the time where we can just bring that to God and say, Lord, I believe in you and your name. And I will claim the name Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
The enemy doesn't want to hear this name. The enemy says, they're frightened by this name. Let it not stop coming out from our life boldly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we claim every authority, Lord, which you had given us, Lord, through your name. Every power which you have given us through your name, Lord. Lord, we pray. Let the enemy may not take us, Lord, for granted, Lord. But we will bring it, Lord, change it, Lord. The way we have believed in you, Lord, we will change that perspective going forward in our lives, Lord. Lord, we will always claim in the name of Jesus, not just a mere word, but the person who knows this name very well. And Lord, we pray that you will help us, that we will know this name very well in the coming days, Lord. Lord, we bless you, we thank you, and we believe in your word, Lord. Gold and silver we don't have, but what we have is the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to thank you that you give that word to us. And we will never forget that event and the day and this second which can change our life completely. We bless you. We thank you. May the love of the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit will remain with us for now and forevermore. Amen.